Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of June 2017, and this is the 611th Mole Out Loud podcast. I haven't quite got used to the 600s yet, and a couple of times this week I've sent a 500 and whatever it was Mole Out Loud out instead of the 600 and whatever it was Mole Out Loud, and I'm very grateful to those of you who alerted me. If I'm alerted, I will change it straight away, and with sometimes that might be after you've received your email, in which case just check it again and just check it again a bit later. I'm very sorry about doing that. It's a cold day today. It's overcast. I thought it was going to rain. In fact, it thought it was going to rain. And earlier there was thunder and hail expected later this afternoon. Unfortunately, my internet is not working at the moment, and it looked as if it was the whole neighbourhood, but apparently it's okay now, but I haven't got any internet here. So I don't know whether that kind of weather is still in the offing, and unfortunately it's later this afternoon and evening that I'm going to be walking. I'm going to be walking to the State Cinema to meet with my In the Flesh writing group. It's also made what I'm writing a bit complicated because I was writing online before and I'm not anymore. So it's been a bit of a challenge today. And of course, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to post this podcast. I decided to talk to you now. It's lunchtime. Because I'm about to go and do some more writing at the cafe. And it's possible that they might be on the internet. So if they are, I can send it out. So that's why I'm talking to you so early. I'm a bit tired today, and I'm not surprised that I'm a bit tired. There've been a couple of very full days, and I'm finding it quite difficult to just go the last kind of bit with this scene I'm trying to send off. I mean, it's far too late for a couple of the people who I'll be meeting, but one person says she has this afternoon off. I think I'm going to have to renege, but I'm going to continue to try and get this done, or get something done to send. And also, going to the cafe is a good way of staying awake, and I have a feeling I'm going to ask for a half and half coffee today. I haven't had a real coffee for about a year. Maybe a bit more, but I'm just finding it so hard to stay awake. The other possibility is just to say, tell myself to stop and go and have a nap. But no, I want to send this podcast, and if it's possible up there, that's good, and a bit of fresh air might wake me up. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Well, I'll be able to upload this. I'll be able to see whether this network problem is private to me or whether it is the whole area. It's been off since early this morning, so it looks as if there was some big thing happening, some major disruption. And maybe it's taking... Maybe they're not able to connect everybody back up at once. This probably shows my complete ignorance about how they do it, but still. I'm going to take you outside and I am going to maybe walk around the block, I think. I'll just turn my light on. It's so grey, I've got the light on. Clickety-click. And my squeaky door. And gosh, yes, it is chilly today. I don't usually need the heater on in the middle of the day, but there's no sun shining through my living room. Outside. Can you feel the freshness even in summer? Having said that, I'm a bit short of sleep. I actually slept really, really well last night. I came back from the ringing. I was planning to do some writing when I got back, but I had a long Epsom salt bath and went to bed. I slept like a log. So I think, as I've mentioned before, the weather really does affect me quite a lot, that if it's a crisp, clear day, I feel really alert. And when it's overcast, I feel very unalert. Oh, and I've got a lovely postcard and something else. I've got no idea what that is. It looks terribly official. Now my squeaky gate. A bit of oil all round for me and my door and my gate. I'm going to take you up to the top of this road. My road is extremely long. It goes downhill. It takes me about 10 minutes to walk to the bottom of the hill. And then it goes up another hill and down that hill, and then along to the main road out of town. And if I were to cross that main road, there would be another hill and the botanical gardens and the estuary. I'm right at the other end from the estuary. So you can kind of, from where I am, you can see, well, you can see over the water, but you can't really see all the bumps. And the little church that we rang in yesterday is on the top of the next hill. The next hill is not as high as this one. So actually it took me 20 minutes to walk there, which surprised me, given that it's in my street. I feel it should have taken me much less time. It was good yesterday actually to go ringing rather than to write. And I had a little walk with a friend before that, and I just think that walking restores the spirit, and I do feel much better now that I'm outside than cramped over the computer or the iPad, as the case may be. I wonder how you are today. I really hope that you're having a good day. Maybe if you're feeling sluggish like me, a little fresh air might do some good, even if it's just opening the window and letting. I was going to say, breeze. Gosh, suddenly the wind has started up. Maybe this is the change to the thunderstorm. Doesn't quite look like it at the moment. I'm just going past. We've got these plane trees along here. And there's something in this plane tree. Can't quite. It's like a little person climbing up the tree. made out of cloth. I do hope that you can find a slightly better balance in your life than I seem to manage at the moment, but it's always, always, always a learning process of how to, especially those of us who work on our own, work on projects alone, to manage our time, to manage the projects, to allow time for other things as well. And be able to be flexible, but also to be able to be firm with myself. I waver between the two. Either I'm far too strict with myself and get myself into a complete state of rigidity, or I'm so flexible I don't get anything done. So I don't really know what the answer is, except to keep trying, and keep trying maybe on single things for a while to see whether they work. Anyway, what I do know works is this writer's cave, and doing writing with other people. So I am now at the cafe, and suddenly the sun has come out brilliantly to light up the cafe as if leading me to it. So I shall say goodbye for now, and I don't know how full it is actually. It's not full. Yesterday it was absolutely chock-a-block, so I will be able to go in. Oh gosh, it's so nice standing in the sun. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I shall talk to you again on, not tomorrow, no, tomorrow's Friday, on Saturday.